KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Why does Bitcoin provide the highest probability of opportunity for everyone? Learn how transformative it really is at the Shasta Bitcoin Summit and Retreat on Friday and Saturday, March 18th and 19th, 2022. 1 and 2 day tickets are on sale now. Get all the details and your tickets at ShastaBitcoinSummit.com or call 530-324-5175.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
They want to make this country into a banana republic where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
That is the estimable, the respectable, the admirable, every single one of those words, by the way, sarcastic Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader of the Senate, explaining what would happen if the filibuster were to be done away with.
A brief version of that, if you're not super into politics, basically be the difference. Do you need 60 senators to do something or just 50? If is it just majority rule, or do you need significantly more than a majority to pull it off? Currently, you can't do most things with just 50 votes in the Senate. Lots of different things. And it keeps a lot of really bad things from happening.
Right.
And all kinds of senators, as I think we're about to hear, over the years have pointed that out, that no, this would be a horrible, even if it would be good for us right now, we'll lose the Senate at some point, and we don't want the other team to be able to ram through whatever they want with just 50 votes.
Right. Now, that's what a reasonable senator would say if they were in the majority. However, it's notable that when each party is in the minority, they act as though ending the filibuster is one of the great horrors ever contemplated. The reason this is coming to the surface right now is the Democrats want to push through, in particular, their so-called voting reform laws that make it effortless just to mail out zillions of ballots and have them fly around the country willy-nilly, have them mailed back or returned by anybody who wants to, super low vote security. I'm against it, but they want to get it done. And because it's just not a good idea, and you can't get any Republicans to go along with it, they want to end the filibuster. And Chuck Schumer is making these moving speeches about how we need to end the filibuster. If Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema won't go along, they're standing on the graves of civil rights leaders. I mean, it's just completely over the top. Keeping in mind that this is a question of principle. It's not a question of what does it take to get this done. The filibuster is in place to make sure the Senate is what the founding fathers intended it to be, the saucer that cools the milk. In other words, the calm, let's take our time, let's think about this, let's talk about it. House of Congress.
To make sure we're all following this, Chuck Schumer, who you heard his voice just a few minutes ago, not very many years ago when he was in the minority, said it was turning America into a banana republic if we end the filibuster. Now that he's in charge, it would benefit him. Now he wants to do it. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Exactly. Now let's enjoy Chuck Schumer at greater length. Back in 2005, describing what would happen if we ended the filibuster. This is clip 73, Michael.
The ideologues in the Senate want to turn what the founding fathers called the cooling saucer of democracy into the rubber stamp of dictatorship. They want to change the rules in midstream, to wash away 200 years of history. They want to make this country into a banana republic. It'll be a doomsday for democracy if we do.
And now he's on the team. Now he's on that team. that wants to do all those things.
Exactly, exactly. If it were only the utterly gutless, soulless, ballless Chuck Schumer, fine. How would you like to hear from some of the most prominent Democratic politicians of the last 25 years? Clip 75, please, Michael.
If Republicans roll back our rights in this chamber, there will be no check on their power.
And I pray God, when the Democrats take back control, we don't make the kind of naked power grab you are doing.
I urge all of us to think not just about winning every debate, but about protecting free and democratic debate.
All those people are right, by the way. That's Harry Reid, Joe Biden, and Barack Obama. They are right. They were saying the honest, true thing right there. They just changed their minds when they had the majority, apparently.
Right.
Because Joe
right.
Biden's president now, and he has no problem with ending the filibuster. Barack Obama said it was a relic of Jim Crow. You know, to Mitch McConnell's credit, as the Republican leader of the Senate, Trump wanted to end the filibuster and begged him to do it over and over, and McConnell said no.
Right.
Because it would be awful.
Right.
It would be awful. And any reasonable person realize, even if we get what we want now, in 2 years or 4 years, we're going to lose the Senate. And then the other side is just going to roll it back or do things we hate.
They're going to shove it right up our hiney. more plain spoken terms. You know, I like this. I like clip 76 for a couple of reasons. It references McConnell and him being reasonable. It has a little more Schumer for you. Then it ends with something I need to ask Jack about. Okay, clip 76. You don't have 76. Why don't you have 76, Michael? What has happened to 76?
As we remember January 6th this week, and as we confront state-level voter suppression, we must be clear. They are not isolated developments. The Senate must advance legislation to protect our democracy and safeguard the right to vote.
It appears as if the majority leader is hell-bent to try to break the Senate.
Once you change a rule or you have a carve out, I've always said this, anytime there's a carve out, you eat the whole turkey. There's nothing left because it comes back and forth. So you want things that will be sustainable.
The old sage from West Virginia, Joe Manchin there. Anytime you have a carve out, you eat the whole turkey. I've always said that, he said. Do you have the slightest idea what that means?
No, I'm not familiar with that saying, and I don't know that it was applied properly there.
No, I'm not sure that is a saying. Maybe he's thinking of a different saying.
Maybe he's thinking of eating turkey.
Yeah, yeah. Michael, were you whispering in my ear there about the good folks at Simply Safe? Is that what I heard?
No.
Am I on LSD?
You might be.
What's going on here?
We don't know your private leaning.
I'm not. Not that I recall.
All I know
unless
is that
somebody slipped me a roofie in my coffee.
Once you carve it out, you eat the whole turkey. That's what I know.
Amen to that, brother. amen to that.
But so, to me, I don't think this stands out as that much different than a lot of what goes on in politics. Not to say that it's not awful. It's just, no wonder people are tuning out. If mm-hmm. you see this happen as a reasonable human being, you think, well, they're all a bunch of liars. They just say whatever is, going to help them out at the time. They have no principles.
Well, right. To be a hypocrite, you would have to go against your principles. But they have none. So we need a different word. But, yes, it certainly stinks like hypocrisy. Here's the interesting thing about politics. And this might be interesting particularly to newcomers to politics or younger folks. Once you live with this stuff for a certain amount of time, and you study it, you read about it, you do what we do, for instance, you get sucked into it because you think it's one sport. Then you watch that sport for a while, and you realize, wait a minute, this has nothing to do with, like, getting voting rights through or whatever. Chuck Schumer, wait a minute, my guy said exactly the opposite, like, 2 years ago? When the sides were what? And you become cynical, and you go away from it completely. Which I think is what we're seeing, Jack, referencing the study that showed that engagement in the news, whether broadcast or online or whatever, has just plunged off a cliff in the last year. I think that's part of it. Once you hang with it a little longer, though, you realize, as Charles Krauthammer pointed out so eloquently, that it's a different sport than you thought. it's still a contest, and it still matters. In fact, Charles, one of his great books is The Things That Matter. And it still affects history. It's just not what you thought it was. The activists yelling on the Supreme Court that Brett Kavanaugh's a rapist and it's The Handmaid's Tale. That stuff is idiotic. That's just designed to get people fired up and contribute money. Has nothing to do with reality. The reality is actually pretty interesting. But you have to get past all of the show horses and the pretend outrage and the rest of it that is politics. And boy, the Trump years were just deafening in their phoniness.
I don't know where it goes from here.
By the way, this will be the probably the first one of these for the year. I'd like to alert Marion the Ho, Marion San Jose, to take note. Deafening phoniness is the name of my new quickie talk show book about Washington, D.C.
You wrote it in an afternoon. You're making the rounds to the talk shows.
I wrote it. A guy wrote it, and I put my name on
it. It's funny you mentioned first time of the year. We got this text yesterday. I've listened to exactly one Armstrong and Getty show in 2022, and I've heard from O.J. Simpson not once but twice. Did not see that coming.
Damn! Fair comment, my friend.
One more thing. We got another text. I mentioned I got the kids, or Santa got the kids, the Oculus 2 VR headset. It's got a name. Mm-hmm. Quest 2 Oculus. VR thing from Facebook.
My extremely cautious brother got that for his kids, too.
Oh, it's cool. But we got an Oculus for the kids, had some bourbon, and was doing a rock climbing game. I ended up smacking my head on the built-in TV cabinet and had a mild concussion. But 100%, I would buy it back again. There are hilarious YouTube videos, and I've got videos of my own kids, because when people have it on, they're waving their arms around and kicking their legs and jumping around. But there are YouTube videos of people going over railings and smacking their heads and falling down and all kinds of stuff.
That's realism as far as I'm concerned.
But the reason I kept saying Zuckerberg is evil yesterday is to use it, you have to have a Facebook account. To use his VR headset that he markets to kids as fun, you have to have a Facebook account, and then you have to click on. So I'm wearing the VR headset. I'm using my little controllers in this cool meta universe, and I have to click on an agreement that says, and it's outlined very clearly. This is not even an agreement that, you know, it's clouded in so much legal language you can't figure out what it is. It's like five things. We will have access to all your financial information, all your keystrokes, all your contacts, and there is like one more thing. But it's just, you're giving over every bit of information that you have that exists so your kids can play a game. You're marketing it to kids for fun, and you're doing that, Zuckerberg? You can't.
The wrath of Mark.
You can't explain that other than just greed and being an evil human being.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, you've got to painstakingly go through the consent stuff with that game, is what I'm told. By the way, I believe in 2020...
To accomplish what?
Just to opt out of all of his demands.
Well, there was no opting out that I saw. It was just you're either going to play this game or you're not. And the research I did it on was you're either going to agree or not to use the damn thing. And now we've had a bunch of people say, that, why did you do it? Because I have given up. I've given up on the idea that you have any ability to protect your information. It's been hacked and stolen so many times by so many people, whether it's the Experian thing or the Chinese or the whatever. I'm not sure I care anymore.
Yeah, yeah, I hear that. Just remember, everything Mark Zuckerberg does, everything Google does, for that matter, including YouTube. And, I was sitting on this article for a while. I finally got rid of it. But Google is actively helping the Chinese government censor American journalists.
Awesome.
Okay? They're evil. Just remember, everything they do, including Zuckerberg, is to harvest your data. Facebook is to harvest your data. The Oculus exists to harvest your data.
That's
why
I invented
it. If Mark Zuckerberg offers you a cup of water, it's to harvest your data.
If you're shot and you're lying on the pavement and a Zuckerberg happens by and puts pressure on the wound, it's to harvest your data.
Exactly.
That's him laughing there. Senator, I put pressure on the wound, Senator. Yeah, it's maddening.
Yeah.
You just need to know what it is, though.
Yeah, I was just reading how the Chinese are also just voraciously collecting data all over the earth through a lot of different means, but we need to take a break.
Yeah, and if you know any more about any of the things that we talk about, you can always text us at 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you have ever wanted to make your home feel safer, there is no better time than now.
And right now, our friends at Simply Safe are giving Armstrong and Getty listeners access to their New Year's holiday deals. 20% off their award-winning home security in your first month is free when you sign up for the interactive monitoring service.
Yeah, we really love Simply Safe because it has everything you need to make your home safe. Indoor and outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, all monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant you need it.
Simply Safe was even named Best Home Security System of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report.
You can easily customize a system for your home online in minutes and even get free custom recommendations.
Start feeling more peace of mind in the new year. Take 20% off your Simply Safe system and your first month is free when you sign up for the interactive monitoring service.
Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong for 20% off your system. simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. Kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew. Brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sungrown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sungrown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Birch Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Birch Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Birch Construction Management. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I wasn't watching CNBC, but apparently a few minutes ago, a CNBC anchor slammed her child's school that was calling for students to mask up in between bites of food at lunch, calling it the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I've heard of schools that have been saying that you take a bite, then you pull your mask back up while you're chewing.
You know what, ma'am? Good for you. Hammer them. Shout from the highest mountaintop how stupid it is. The time for compliance with this idiocy is over.
So we got more on that coming up in just a little bit, all right? We got on the subject of New Year's resolutions. I think most people make a resolution of some sort. I don't know. We got this from the text line. I made a New Year's resolution of turning my dirty socks right side out after I take them off, and I've been doing that for 3 years now. My kids, I wish I could get my kids to do that. When I take off my socks, they're still right side out.
Oh, like to put them in the laundry.
Yeah. My socks are still right side out when I take them off. Do you turn yours inside out when you take them off?
No.
My kids do, but I've always thought it was a child thing, not an adult thing. But
I think it is a child thing.
All right. My New Year's resolution was to have a less sucky life, and somebody said, I remember when your New Year's resolution was to floss every day. I don't remember that one. Apparently, I didn't keep up with it. This person says, 2 years ago, I made a New Year's resolution to not let a single avocado go bad on my kitchen countertop. And it's the only resolution I've ever been able to keep.
Wow. On the list of resolutions, I have a feeling that's kind of low down, kind of way down.
My resolution is to return borrowed stuff more promptly. That's a pretty good one. I have a bad habit of forgetting and holding stuff too long.
You don't want to be that person.
Do we remember when Joe's net resolution was to wear better pants? I remember that New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I quit that. I decided it was stupid.
Mm. So you gave up on the wearing better pants resolution?
Yeah. Mm. I wear good pants, but they're not fancy pants.
Anybody been to the gym? Are they crowded? You can text us at 415-295-KFTC. We're going to talk a little bit about school closures and all that sort of stuff. What's the latest on Chicago, where the teachers said, we ain't coming in. They voted overwhelmingly not to show up today.
Fire every single one of them.
Home values already in this hot U.S. home market are expected to surge 14% this year, according to Zillow.
Oh, boy.
So the bubble ain't happening yet, according to Zillow. Of course, nobody predicts bubbles correctly, ever.
No, except the crowd that constantly predicts it, and they are the stop clock that's right twice a day.
Right, that doesn't count, but yeah. Zillow will be wrong at some point.
Yeah. You know, I had the story. I sat on it for a while. I never got to it, but Zillow created this algorithm to buy and flip and sell properties, and they lost just scads of money. And they finally just closed that division. Because with all of their real estate knowledge and data and the rest of it, they just couldn't get it right.
Of course, national real estate numbers are stupid, but if you want to look at the cities that are expected to go up the most over the next year, Tampa, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, Raleigh, North Carolina, San Antonio, Charlotte, North Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee. I know people that are moving to practically each of these areas.
Yep.
Atlanta, Phoenix, Orlando, Austin, Texas, of course, is on the list. You know where people are not moving next year or homes are not going up? New York, San Francisco, Chicago, San Jose.
Hmm. In fact, I have the net inflow-outflow numbers from U-Haul from last year. They will shock you. Actually, they won't shock you at all. They're incredibly predictable.
Armstrong and Getty.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
This new year, you may be excited about a new device or focused on your New Year's resolutions. Make sure your new devices and your resolutions include protection. Norton 360 with LifeLock gives you device security, a VPN for online privacy, and LifeLock identity theft protection to help keep you safe. No one can prevent all cybercrime or identity theft, but you can cheers to a cyber-safe new year with Norton 360 with LifeLock. Save 25% or more off your first year at norton.com/join.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. online at KCNR1460.com.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students. Get your first 2 years tuition free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Your friendly old change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We're in the highest part of the Omicron surge. That's the issue. And when there's 20% positivity or higher, people are very concerned that they're going and talking about a vaccine-evasive variant.
The hospitalization risk among working-age adults who have received a booster vaccine, it is literally near zero.
There is no evidence in our schools throughout the whole semester, the whole entire semester, with all the complaints that existed about what we didn't have, the misinformation, that we saw any significant level of any transmission. We just didn't see it.
That is the Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey first talking about positivity levels. We're very worried. Omicron, blah, blah, blah.
What and was then, his vaccine avoidant?
Right.
Whatever. No, but yeah. People.
Yeah. What a bunch of crap. And then in one of the most lefty cities in America, that was the Chicago Public Schools CEO and one of their medical folks explaining how there's no risk to the kids. There's none. They're so angry. Even Lori Lightfoot, who's left at Che Guevara, is angry at the teachers unions, who, by the way, have caused the cancellation of classes for today amidst a clash, blah, blah, blah. The teachers union members had threatened to stay home in a bid to force instruction online during the coronavirus surge.
Coronavirus! Ooh,
boogity, boogity, boogity. Omicron, boogity, boogity.
Yeah, and Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, who was voted for in one of the bluest cities in America because he vowed to keep schools open and to deal with crime, saying that schools are, studies show, the safest place for kids to be.
Right.
Oh, it's so maddening. Those teacher unions people, can anybody argue me out of this position that they're actually bad human beings? Can you make an argument that they're just looking out for their teachers or what? If you're running the teachers union, in theory, to be a teacher at all, your goal in life is to teach kids, and it doesn't seem that the teachers union has any interest in what's good for kids.
Well, I was just going to say, if it were merely hardball, then fair enough. That's fine. But the kids are the victims, and that's what makes me so angry.
Well, and you're a teacher, so your vocation is to educate kids, and you're not doing it.
Yeah, but the teachers' unions aren't teachers. They may have been. They claim to be. They are union goons, bare-knuckled, face-smashing union goons.
I don't know how you get that way. I mean, I'm not a teacher. And they aren't my kids, and I'm horrified by the idea of making the kids stay at home. Because I know what the Zoom thing is like. Ah, so horrible. So horrible. I hope they're going to pay a price for this. But as I kept saying last year, I don't think they're going to. They won. They got their billions and billions and billions of dollars in school districts all across America. They won, and I don't think they're going to pay a price for it. Which is so frustrating, which gets to something that's been making the rounds if you didn't watch Face the Nation week before last. They're sitting around doing their round table about what stories got covered and what stories didn't and what was reported and what was underreported. And this is Jan Crawford of CBS News on Face the Nation.
Oh, I'm 47.
Well, I want to get to underreported stories as well. Jan?
Oh, for me, I mean, my kids hear me rant about this every day, so I may as well tell you guys. It's the crushing impact that our COVID policies have had on young kids and children. Mm-hmm. By far, you know, the least serious risk for serious illness. But, I mean, even teenagers, you know, a healthy teenager has a 1 in a million chance of getting and dying from COVID, which is way lower than, you know, dying in a car wreck on a road trip. But they have suffered and sacrificed the most, especially kids in underrepresented, at-risk communities. And now we have the Surgeon General saying there's a mental health crisis mm-hmm. among our kids. The risk of suicide attempts among girls now up 51% this year. Black kids nearly twice as likely as white kids to die by suicide. I mean, school closures, lockdowns, cancellation of sports. You couldn't even go on a playground in the D.C. area without cops scurrying, shooing the kids off. Tremendous negative impact on kids, and it's been an afterthought. You know, it's hurt their dreams, their future, learning loss, risk of abuse, their mental health. And now with our knowledge, our vaccines, if our policies don't reflect a more measured and reasonable approach for our children, mm-hmm. they will be paying for our generation's decisions the rest of their lives. And that, to me, is the greatest underreported story of the past year.
Yeah, I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, but what she could have said, and maybe should have said, is our network, CBS, could have been talking about this every day, all day, for the last 2 years, and we didn't.
Right. My two quibbles with that statement, which I appreciated very much hearing in legacy media, were, number one, her use of the term, now, with our knowledge now, we realize we can get the kids back in school. That's been known for at least a year, maybe two. We've been howling about it, that many people have, and so that's quibble number one. Quibble number two is she said, if we don't have more measured policies going forward, the kids will be paying, blah, blah. It's too late for a bunch of kids. It's merely a question of how many more children we abuse going forward, continuing these superstitious, unscientific, illogical, heart-rending abuses of children.
God dang it. When she brought up the parks being closed, I remember the yellow tape around all the playground equipment.
In all the blue towns in America.
Freaking kids can't play on the playground.
The single best place for them to possibly be, outdoors in the breeze, playing. It's as if we reverted back to the early 1700s, where it was thought that if there's disease in town, everybody go inside together. It just makes me crazy.
So it reminds me, because I've been thinking a lot about how did this happen? How did we allow this to happen? How did I allow it to happen? Did I attend any school board meetings? No. Did I attend any city council meetings? No. We need to do that a lot more in America. And I was thinking about that yesterday because we got a fair amount of blowback on a number of things we were talking about with masks and all these different things from the crowd that I need to temper my speech so I do not come off so insulting
to
to people who are customers of the show. But the whole tough guy, I walk into places I don't wear masks. Why don't you stand up and resist? Resist what, dude? Walk into the store so the 20-year-old girl who works there, whose boss is going to yell at her if I don't wear a mask, and the county commissioner is going to come in and fine them if I don't wear a mask. So I'm punishing her? That's my tough guy stance? No, that, I think, is a weak-ass response, all right? All you're doing is punishing the waitress at the restaurant. That's nothing. You know why I wear the mask in the hallway here at work? Because my boss is told by the person we rent the building from that we need to wear masks, and they don't want to get in trouble with them, and they don't want to get in trouble with the county. That's no show of resistance for me to get my boss in trouble with the owner of this building. But we all should. You should, tough guy. Hey, tough guys who don't wear masks at restaurant and put the poor server girl in an uncomfortable position. Do you go to city council meetings? Do you go to school board meetings? Do you do any of the things that are actually organizing, redressing grievances the way we do things in this country to actually get anything accomplished? That's what we need to do more of, not these passive-aggressive, I'm not going to wear a mask BS.
You know, I would suggest a little middle ground. If you want to organize a big mask out, call it whatever you want, a mask strike, something like that, Get a thousand
sure.
people to do it. Publicize it. Get the news media on scene. Call up politicians who you know are sympathetic. Have them come on board. You know, it's different depending on where you live. I was about to name a couple of the people around the radio ranch, but, make it count.
We have to, I have to get better at taking the time to organize people and be on these school board people or at city council meetings and get things done that the majority of us want. The minority is getting over because we don't show up to these things in a democracy and flex our power.
And those who prize safety over liberty, even to the extent of irrational, superstitious safety, are winning the day. And that's a bad thing.
I'm all for that, man. I am all for being down at the city council meeting or the county board or whatever and putting pressure on these people to relax their stupid freaking rules. Where I live right now around here, they're closing restaurants again, indoors and outdoors. Are you kidding me?
I know. It's so idiotic. It's superstitious.
And the how we got here, I think, is we just got so soft as a people. The part of us that knows how to organize and go to a city council meeting and present an argument and getting anything done disappeared over years of just being too comfortable and soft, I guess. And we just let the school board make decisions that most of us don't agree with.
Yeah, yeah.
What, you know, a horrible thing we did to kids and business owners all across this country.
Yeah, yeah, we did. The only note of sympathy I would sound for the so-called tough guys that you're talking about is, you know, if you were to walk in and say to everybody in the restaurant, why are you complying with these measures? This is ridiculous. You know, spread the word. Don't take it out on the 17-year-old hostess.
Or the senior citizen at the Walmart who's told right. by his boss to make you put a mask on.
Right.
I don't
think it's wrong what they're doing, but I'm also not looking at the text where they're belligerent and acting the big tough guy. Don't do that. Don't bother. It doesn't have any effect.
I want people to be tough in the way of getting together and finding a way to actually accomplish something. Yeah. That's what we all need to get better at. We can't let the county health commissioner and the various people, the various bureaucrats, roll us the way they did over the last 2 years. We got so rolled by these school boards all across the country and these
the
city councils
unions.
And teachers
yep.
unions. It's amazing
yeah.
what they
yeah.
did to us.
Yeah.
You had to shut down your business, maybe lost your business. Your kid didn't get to go to school or play in a playground, and we just put up with it. I'm embarrassed as a people.
Well, there were a hell of a lot of people, primarily in blue quadrants of the country, who not only put up with it, they were enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
They would be the street Gestapo who would make sure that kids weren't playing in playgrounds. They would call the cops. You know, you wonder how the various horrors of history got started. I think a lot of us understand it a lot better
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Oh, people are excited about falling in with the authorities and becoming part of the secret police.
Lots of things I never understood in my life. The Cultural Revolution, the rise of Nazism, all that different stuff. I now completely understand how it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Tell on your neighbor. Remember that message?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's still a message lots of places. Oh, boy. Hey, your response. Text line 415-295-KFTC. What was one of the things I wanted to get to that's really important? It's in a good tease.
What is aquamation, Jack?
That's a good tease. I don't know what aquamation is.
You might choose that when you die.
Oh, really? It's something.
Really?
Okay, well, this now you've got my interest. I will stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
More than one in three people will face cancer in their lifetime. Unfortunately, fear can stop you from getting your cancer screening, but it won't stop cancer. Early detection can save your life. Don't wait for symptoms to appear to act. Cancer screening is safe, effective, and accessible for everyone, including free or low-cost screening programs. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com right now for free screening resources and recommendations from the American Cancer Society. Don't wait. Early detection can save your life. Go to cancerscreeninfo.com today. cancerscreeninfo.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Served daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Here's some sad news to pass along. As of today, classic BlackBerry phones will no longer be able to use data, send text messages, access the internet, or make calls, even to 911. So today our thoughts are with any of you out there who happen to be a mid-level account manager from 2008. I miss my BlackBerry. I long for it. I pine for it. I do. I miss buttons. Actual buttons. You know? Although I can't even think when the last time I even thought about BlackBerry was. BlackBerry announcing they're done has the same energy as your ex-girlfriend texting you on your wedding day. And you split up like 10 years ago. Have fun with your iPhone, you piece of As of this minute, I am officially done. I'm done. You can't call me. Don't you text me. Don't use data.
That's a pretty good example of the BlackBerry going away of, you know, capitalism at work and the free market and all that sort of thing. Because the BlackBerry was the hottest thing in phones for, you know, however long it lasted, a couple of years.
Yeah.
And you had to have one.
Every go-getter was clickety-clicking.
I tried it once. The learning curve was way too steep for me, and I took it back. Just way too complicated.
That's what killed it. It was too hard to use.
Yeah, you think? Yeah. I just thought I was stupid, which, you know, could still be true.
Well, both could be.
Yeah. do you remember yesterday I brought you the cartoon of, so a woman's talking to her friend and says, my New Year's resolution is to stop putting my foot in my mouth. I'll bet yours is to lose weight, which is kind of funny. And then we got this. A man and his wife are arguing, and the wife says, get out. I hope you die a slow, agonizing death. And the husband says, so you want me to stay?
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is kind of a funny joke.
That's good. As long as we're throwing memes around, got this note from Drew the Millennial. Guys, your Luddite-inspired skepticism of NFTs was correct. The rest of the world has finally realized how stupid the entire thing is, and the Internet's been awash with memes like this for a couple of weeks, all similarly themed, mocking the fact that you can just take a picture of the stupid thing, score one for old guy realism.
Hmm.
The meme on Instagram is, it's a guy holding up a bunch of pictures of NFTs with the NFTs. It appears your tokens are more fungible than you claimed, Mr. Bond.
That's pretty good. Well, so is that for real, though? Is there a bit of a bloom is off the rose on the NFT thing?
I know a number of NFT, like, brokers or whatever, have taken the money and disappeared.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't follow those circles, but Drew the Millennial does, and he seems to think that, yeah. Yeah, but who knows? I'm taking his word for it.
We got another text from somebody who got the Quest Oculus 2, which was a very, very popular Christmas gift and a very popular way for Zuckerberg to mine more data. But anyway, he said, I dragged my hammock into my living room, popped a beer, and put on the Quest and relaxed on the beach in France. That's what I'm talking about with the whole VR metaverse world thing. I think there's going to be a lot of that. If you're in a room that's beautifully decorated with fantastic-looking furniture and great lights and all that sort of stuff, and it looks 1,000% real while you've got your thing on your face, why do you need any of that stuff in reality? Or if you're looking out your window at the ocean and it looks exactly like it would look if you were looking out a window at the ocean, well, then why do you need an oceanfront house?
Well, it's halfway there.
I think it's more than halfway. At that moment, it's definitely more than halfway.
Yeah, but no. This gets back to, is it too complicated or are people just dumb? Sorry, no offense.
No, it's no offense.
There are so many senses that you're forgetting. Smell, for instance, which is one of the most powerful senses we have, connects right to the animal brain. That's the smell of the ocean, the humidity in the air, the feel of ocean air.
Okay, take away the ocean as an example then. Sunset.
You don't smell a sunset. The smell of the, okay. No, you're right. It's very cool. I can't wait to get system.
I don't know. But I certainly think it could happen. I'm not sure. If you haven't ever had one of these VR headsets on, you're completely surrounded and you look around and you are in this game my kids are playing. You're on the deck of some Star Wars ship or whatever.
Yeah. By the way, to the guy relaxing on the beach in France, don't go with the June 6th, 1944 beach in France setting. You won't find it nearly as relaxing as you expect a D-Day, of course. Here's a great illustration, as long as we're whirling through the modern age and social media and the rest of it. Perfect illustration of what Twitter is. Did you hear about that giant icy traffic jam pileup overnight horror in Virginia?
Yeah.
On I-95, which for Westerners is kind of the I-5 of the East. Just terrible, terrible. Thank God nobody died. But you had people with children just overnight freezing cold, no food, no water. It's terrible.
Spent the entire night in their cars, in a line of cars, and then another night.
and hundreds, if not thousands, of tweets just laying the wood to Governor Glenn Youngkin, the recently elected Republican governor, about how he's nowhere to be seen. He's done nothing. He's not been seen. He's hardly made a statement. He doesn't take office for another couple of weeks. That's Twitter. Often wrong, never in doubt.
It is amazing, though. No response from the states. You had people in their cars for almost a full 24 hours not hearing anything from the state government about when we're going to get it open or what's going on or anything. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Pete Buttigieg also absentee. Oh, no.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta.